Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 124. Andrea DiNicola, you are running for Hamilton Wentworth Catholic District School Board trustee in Ward 10. Welcome to the Public Records, the 155 Podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a mother of three. My sons are Gabriel and Christopher. They're in the same Catholic elementary school that I attended. And my daughter Amelia is 1 year old. I'm a wife to Stefan, and we've been married for over 15 years. And I'm actually just finishing up my maternity leave and will be returning to the funeral industry, where I've been a funeral director for over 20 years with Friskalani Funeral Chapel. My family and I are parishioners at St. Francis Xavier Church, where we have received almost all of our sacraments as well as our children. I have also lived in Ward 10 for most of my life.
Why are you running for trustee?
I believe that parents' involvement is the core of Catholic education, and I've been actively involved in their academics since day one. I'm running because I'd like to support my community and help in any way that I possibly can. But I also believe that it's a privilege that we as Catholics have the choice to send our children to Catholic school, and I want to continue to be an advocate for Catholic education.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
I've been on the Catholic School Council for my son's school for the last 6 years, and I've held many positions, but this past year I had the opportunity to be chair. I got an inside look on how the Catholic school system runs, but more importantly, I was able to be the voice of the parents. I was able to bring a fresh perspective to the role and connect to the parents of the school community and represent their concerns. I've also attended Our Lady of Peace Elementary School and St. John Henry Newman Catholic Secondary School. And again, I've lived in Ward 10 for most of my life.
It can be argued that school board trustees merely exist to provide someone for local parents to blame for provincial decisions. The autonomy of local school boards is limited. What do you see as the role of the modern school board trustee?
I think this question is excellent. When I shared with family and friends that I was running for Catholic trustee, they first congratulated me, and then they asked me how they could help, and then they asked, what does a school board trustee do anyways, and how do I vote? These are the most common questions that I've been getting. I believe that the trustee position, Catholic or public, is very overlooked. It's time that we educate our community and share what the trustees' roles are. Not only do they oversee budgets and stand up against provincial decisions, but they also should be available to the parents and be a voice for our children. Most parents don't know that they can call on their trustee for support. So for me, a modern school board trustee would have a digital platform that is easily accessible by all, is available to the community, and works and supports with the school board's mission.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
My priorities for improving public education is being a consistent voice at the table for all parents and students and continue to safeguard the integrity of the Catholic school system.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 10 Catholic School Board trustee?
The three skills that make me the best choice for trustee are: I lead with empathy, I'm an active listener, and I am level-headed and have the ability to help families in many different ways.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your 4-year term on the board?
As a parent, I feel that the practice changes that I would look to improve upon are the distribution of information coming from the school board to the school level. There needs to be a consistent approach and implementation to all Catholic schools in the community, and also to make sure and support the teaching of Christ within our school.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance in the past 4 years. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on the board?
I hope that people will say she openly listened to the community, she helped with our concerns, and she was always available and resourceful.
As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable a better quality of education across the system.
I feel that when a school is to be closed, it's not a decision that is made lightly for the community. I would hope that the board has done all their due diligence, and if the school closure was in fact for a better quality of education, I would support the decision.
How will you inspire public confidence in trustees and the school board?
I would inspire public confidence in trustees and the school board by making sure there is an open dialogue between the community and all board members, and that parents actually feel heard. Like I said before, the Catholic school community needs to know and understand the role of the trustee and what they can do for them.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. How can people learn more about your platform and connect with you?
So you can find me on Facebook under Andrea DiNicola. You can also email me. It's andreadinicola06@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 289-237-4675. Thank you so much.
This has been episode 124 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.